Hi, I'm Gordon Lynham with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about different river habitats. Over a couple different segments, I'm going to cover three different river habitats. In this segment, Kyle Jacobs of Van Fleck Junior High School is going to help me talk about pools and riffles. Pool habitats are what you normally think of in your hot summer days. You're thinking of a good place to go cool off. You'll run down to your local river or creek, find the deepest spot, and jump in. And these would normally be the pools. Also, when you go fishing, those of you who like to fish, a lot of times will end up finding a pool because that's where the deepest water is, and likely that's going to be where the largest fishes are as well. So to introduce pools, I've got an aquarium here. Pools are, like I mentioned earlier, your deepest part of the river. If you jump into a pool, swim down to the bottom, or if the pool is shallow enough where you can walk on the bottom, a lot of times it'll be very soft and you'll kind of bog into the mud, the silt, or the clay. And many times there's also lots of leaf litter laying on the bottom. And the reason for that is within the pools, the water is not running very fast. The water is very calm and still. And so these small particles are able to settle out on the bottom of pools. Along with that, there's usually large tree stumps, possibly other woody debris that gets washed in and finds its resting place here in the pools. Lots of fish species love these pools because of the habitat that it provides, these logs. There's some sunfishes hiding behind the log right now. This one over to the side as well. So with pools, let's talk about some of the fishes that you might find in a pool. And here's where Kyle will help me. On your website, you can scroll down to the river ecology section, and there's actually a picture of a typical pool that you might find on a river or stream in Texas. There's also two fish species I'm going to talk about in the pools right now. Now Kyle has dipped up a fish. It's called a long-eared sunfish, and there's a slide on there that you can click on and get possibly a better look of what a long-eared sunfish looks like. There are lots of different sunfish species in Texas. I happen to bring a long-ear today because I think they're one of the prettier sunfishes. From the slide, you can quickly see how he might get his name. Along the side of his head, where we normally associate having ears, the fish has a gill cover, or what fish biologists refer to as an operculum. This gill cover covers the gills, and in long-eared sunfish, it's very elongated, very long, and thus he gets his name, the long-eared sunfish. Like I mentioned, some of the other sunfishes you might see are bluegill, red-breast sunfish, and even black bass, largemouth bass, are in the sunfish family as well. So we can go ahead and return him back to tell you just a little bit about... We've got a question come in from Quentin.